This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Rising cyber attacks. I'm Mae Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. Cyber attacks on companies are rising, including small businesses. It's a troubling trend that can be very costly and time-consuming if owners don't have a plan in place to deal with them. Small businesses should first have a plan in place to prevent cyber attacks. Since human error is the cause of 74% of breaches, owners should make sure all of their employees use safeguards such as two-factor identification to make it harder to be hacked. If your business has been breached, it's best to work with a cybersecurity executive within your company or a trusted third party to assess what happened and the damage done. Trying to contain it without having the right technical knowledge can just make things worse. It's also important to let the authorities know what happened. Attacks must be reported to federal authorities within 72 hours after a company is reasonably sure one has occurred. Mae Anderson, New York.
Minnesota legislators are trying not to ban books dealing with controversial topics. Shay Ross, a high school senior, was able to persuade their district not to ban certain books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race. Now, Minnesota state lawmakers are attempting to do the same across the state. In an AP interview, Ross says banning books on these topics can harm young adults in the long run.
And if we're trying to essentially raise young adults who are people who drive and work and vote, saying that they can't learn about things like racism and sexual assault isn't protecting them. It's harming them in the long run because they have less information to go off of when interacting with the real world around them.
Conservative parents and activists say that the books are too explicit or inappropriate, especially for younger readers. An AARP survey found that about a quarter of U.S. adults 50 and older who haven't retired yet don't expect to. And 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. About a quarter say they have no retirement savings, the biggest reason being the rise in everyday expenses and housing costs. The AARP study, in coordination with the NORG Center for Public Affairs Research, was based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people. And it found that one-third of older adults carry a credit card balance of more than $10,000, and 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more. 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs like food and housing, but 33% of respondents 50 and older say they believe their finances will be better in a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month, says the government. Compared to a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March. Why? Well, more expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, health care, auto repairs, and insurance, among other things. There is some good news. Grocery prices were unchanged last month and are up only 1.5% from a year earlier. But listen to this. Prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities are still about 20 to 30% higher than they were 4 years ago in the pandemic year of 2020. Average pay has also risen since then, but many Americans feel they earn those larger paychecks, only to have the higher prices undercut the gain. I'm Rita Foley.
An AP investigation in collaboration with Frontline and the Howard Centers for Investigative Journalism shows how a strategy intended to reduce violence and save lives has also resulted in 94 avoidable deaths over a decade.
Guess who gets ketamine?
Paramedics giving sedatives to people detained by police. One of the triggers.
This is probably an excited delirium thing.
Okay. Excited delirium purportedly involves symptoms such as superhuman strength and high pain tolerance.
We had one guy, they gave him three shots.
And it's often used to explain sudden deaths. But it's based on questionable science and has been disproportionately assigned to black people.
Do you have any medical conditions.
Paramedic and EMS educator Eric Yeager says after teaching the concept for years, he started taking a closer look at cases such as Elijah McClain's death in Colorado.
I and others came to the conclusion that we'd probably made a mistake.
Claire Zagorski is a paramedic and an addiction researcher at the University of Texas.
EMS, if they aren't careful, can simply become an extension of the police's handcuffs, of their weapons, of their nightsticks.
Sedatives have been mentioned as a cause or contributing factor in a dozen official death rulings, but authorities often didn't even investigate whether injections were appropriate in the 94 deaths the AP identified, about half of them black. I'm Ben Thomas.
He's just dying.
Work has started on a bullet train line from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. A $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between the two cities has started construction. Brightline West is the company that's aiming to lay 218 miles of new track between Las Vegas and another new facility in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Almost the full distance is to be built in the median of Interstate 15, with a station stop in San Bernardino County's Victorville area. Brightline received about $6.5 billion in backing from the Biden administration, including a $3 billion grant from federal infrastructure funds and approval to sell another $2.5 billion in tax-exempt bonds. It aims to be open to ticket holders by 2028, ideally in time for the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A Chicago sidewalk landmark, some locals affectionately call the rat hole, is gone. A portion of sidewalk in Chicago's north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village has bared an imprint of a rat. It was discovered by a bigger audience when a Chicago comedian shared a photo of it on social media. City officials say the concrete around the rat is damaged and had to be replaced. A lot of work was done across the street from Georgina Ulrich's home.
Oh my gosh. All this for a rat imprint.
Some neighbors complained about the visitors. Some left coins and other items across the sidewalk. The square is now in storage.
Bye-bye, rat hole. You're going off to your new home somewhere else.
It's not clear where it will end up, and some neighbors think the imprint was caused by a squirrel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Cicadas in one South Carolina county are so loud that people are calling the police. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina received noise complaints of sirens or a loud roar. Male cicadas have been singing after more than a decade of being dormant to find a mate. And in this county, 40 miles northwest of Columbia, they've been so loud, the local sheriff, Lee Foster, says residents were calling the office to see what was going on.
You don't hear that noise here every day, and you don't hear it every year. So I think they were just concerned about what might be going on in their area. And we had several calls about that because it is quite loud.
The county also took to Facebook to assure residents that cicadas pose no danger to humans or pets. And that, quote, unfortunately, it is the sounds of nature, unquote. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Entertainment Industry Foundation, a nonprofit that helps celebrities administer charitable work, says it has raised and distributed almost $60 million to Maui wildfire survivors. The foundation won't be specific, but a list of smaller contributors reveals most of the money was donated by Oprah Winfrey and actor Dwayne Johnson. Both have ties to Maui and had pledged $10 million. At the time, the amount was met with some criticism, given Winfrey's wealth and extensive estate in Maui. The $60 million donated was dispersed between September and February to some 8,100 adults, a significant portion of the 12,000 people the state of Hawaii estimates were displaced. I'm Norman Hall.
The UN's global report on food crises says nearly 282 million people in 59 countries and territories experienced acute hunger in 2023. And Maximo Torero, chief economist of the UN's Food Agriculture Organization, says that Gaza, in the middle of a war between Israel and Hamas, was the territory with the largest number of people facing famine.
As expected, the major driver this time is conflict, insecurity, which has the primary driver in 20 countries and territories.
The 282 million figure is an increase of 24 million more people than in 2022. And Torero says that some 705,000 people in five countries are at the highest level of hunger. That's quadruple the number of people since the UN Global Report began in 2016. Haiti's healthcare system has long been fragile, but with brutal gangs tightening their grip on Port-au-Prince and beyond, the healthcare system is near total collapse. Hospital Director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We were received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. Hospital patient Jean-Marc Baptiste says the day before he was shot by police in an armored vehicle as he was collecting wood in an area controlled by gangs. Dr. Burns says, like Baptiste, many patients can't get to the hospital right away.
The situation is simply too dangerous for them to come to the hospital, and that makes it much more difficult to treat their wounds.
I'm Donna Water.
There's a new warning out about counterfeit Botox injections after more than 20 people got sick. All of the people told health officials that they got the shots from unlicensed individuals or in settings like homes or spas. Most said they received the injections for cosmetic reasons. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said half of those have been hospitalized and six were treated for suspected botulism. Health officials say people should only get the injections from licensed professionals and report any suspected counterfeit products. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A court in Romania's capital has ruled that a trial can start in the case of influencer Andrew Tate, who's charged with human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. The Bucharest Tribunal ruled that the prosecutor's case file against Tate met the legal criteria, but did not set a date for the trial to begin. Tate's spokesperson said the ruling will be appealed. Tate was arrested in December 2022 near Bucharest, along with his brother Tristan Tate and two Romanian women. Romanian prosecutors formally indicted all four in June last year. They've all denied the allegations. The European Space Agency has added five new members to its astronaut corps after completing a year of training. The recruits are from France, Belgium, Britain, Switzerland and Spain, and an Australian, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, has also joined them as part of an international agreement. She tells a news conference it's like a dream come true.
Being an astronaut has definitely been a lifelong dream, but I never believed I'd have the chance to do that as an Australian. When I grew up, there wasn't a space agency, let alone an astronaut program for Australia.
The newcomers are now eligible for trips to the International Space Station, but it's up to the Australian agency to find a way for Bennell-Pegg to travel to space. She talks about her passion.
When I wanted to be an astronaut, it was first for that adventure, that curiosity so many kids have, and then it was for the discoveries that can be unlocked by space.
More than 20,000 people applied for the five slots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.